The procrastination equation. How to stop putting things off and start getting stuff done. Introduction. The pervasive problem of procrastination. Procrastination. We've all been there. That nagging task you keep pushing off, the important project that never seems to get started, the goals that remain perpetually out of reach. As a researcher who has spent over a decade studying the science of motivation and procrastination, I've seen firsthand just how widespread and damaging this habit can be. Did you know that over 95% of people admit to procrastinating at least occasionally? Or that the average person procrastinates for about 2 hours out of every 8-hour workday? The costs are staggering. Procrastination leads to increased stress, poorer health outcomes, financial troubles, and billions in lost productivity each year. But here's the good news. Procrastination is not an immutable character flaw. It's a habit that can be understood and overcome. In this book, I'll share the insights from my research and introduce you to a powerful tool, the procrastination equation, that can help you finally stop putting things off and start getting stuff done. Part 1, Understanding the Procrastination Equation. At the heart of procrastination is a simple equation that governs our motivation. Motivation equals expectancy x value, impulsiveness x delay. Let's break this down. Expectancy is your belief in your ability to complete the task successfully. The more confident you are, the higher your motivation. Value represents how rewarding or unpleasant you expect the task to be. High-value tasks are more motivating. Impulsiveness is your tendency to be distracted by immediate gratification. The more impulsive you are, the easier it is to procrastinate. Delay is the amount of time until the consequences of action or inaction are felt. The further in the future the deadline or reward, the less motivated we tend to be. This equation explains why we might put off studying for an exam that's weeks away, but suddenly find the motivation to cram the night before. As the delay shrinks, our motivation spikes. Understanding this equation gives us a roadmap for tackling procrastination. By manipulating these variables, we can boost our motivation and overcome the tendency to delay. Part 2, the expectancy factor, believing in your success. Let's start with expectancy. Have you ever avoided a task because you weren't sure you could do it well? This is low expectancy in action. To boost your confidence and motivation, try these strategies. 1. Break big tasks into smaller, manageable steps. Instead of write a novel, start with outline the first chapter. 2. Reflect on past successes. Remind yourself of times you've overcome challenges before. 3. Visualize success, but with a twist. Research shows that simply daydreaming about success can backfire. Instead, use mental contrasting, imagine your goal, then think about the obstacles you'll face. This realistic approach actually increases motivation. 4. Seek out role models and mentors who have succeeded in similar endeavors. Their success can boost your own sense of possibility. Remember, self-doubt is often just procrastination in disguise. By building your confidence, you're taking a crucial step toward overcoming delay. Part 3, maximizing value, making tasks more appealing. Now let's tackle the value side of our equation. The more we enjoy a task, or the more we dread the consequences of not doing it, the more motivated we'll be. Here's how to increase the value of your tasks. 1. Find your why. Connect the task to your deeper values and long-term goals. Studying might be boring, but excelling in your career is exciting. 2. Make it fun. Can you turn the task into a game? Can you do it with friends? Look for ways to inject enjoyment into necessary work. 3. Use rewards. Promise yourself a treat after completing a difficult task. Be careful, though, the reward should be proportional to the effort. 4. Focus on progress. Use a visual system to track your advancement. The satisfaction of checking items off a to-do list can be highly motivating. 5. Embrace flow. Structure your environment to minimize distractions and maximize your chances of entering a state of deep, enjoyable focus. By increasing the perceived value of your tasks, you make procrastination less tempting and action more appealing. Part 4, Taming Impulsiveness, Your Greatest Procrastination Foe. Now we come to perhaps the most critical factor in the procrastination equation, impulsiveness. Our research has shown that impulsiveness, not perfectionism, is the primary driver of procrastination. Here's how to keep those impulsive urges in check. 1. Remove temptations. Create a workspace free from distractions. Use website blockers if necessary. Make it easier to focus than to procrastinate. 2. Use implementation intentions. These are specific if-then plans. If I feel the urge to check social media, then I will close my browser and take 3 deep breaths. Having a pre-planned response helps override impulsive behaviors. 3. Practice mindfulness. Regular meditation can improve your ability to resist distractions and stay focused on the present moment. 4. Get enough sleep. Fatigue increases impulsiveness. Prioritize rest to boost your self-control. 5. Use the 10-minute rule. When tempted to procrastinate, commit to working on the task for just 10 minutes. Often, you'll find the motivation to continue once you've started. Remember, every time you resist an impulse to procrastinate, you're strengthening your self-control muscle. It gets easier with practice. Part 5, Overcoming Delay, Bringing the Future into Focus. The final piece of our equation is delay. The further away a deadline or reward seems, the less motivated we feel. Here's how to make distant goals feel more immediate. 1. Set proximal goals. Break long-term projects into weekly or even daily targets. This creates a sense of urgency and regular accomplishment. 2. Use vivid visualization. Really imagine how you'll feel when you complete the task, or how you'll feel if you don't. Make the future consequences feel real and present. 3. Create artificial deadlines. If a project is due in a month, pretend it's due in 2 weeks. Tell others about your self-imposed deadline to increase accountability. 4. Practice time travel. Regularly visualize your future self, whether it's a week, month, or year from now. This exercise helps you empathize with your future self and make decisions that benefit them. 5. Use commitment devices. These are ways of locking yourself into a course of action. For example, give a friend money to hold and only get it back if you complete your task on time. By shrinking the perceived delay, you can boost your motivation and overcome the tendency to put things off. Conclusion, your procrastination-free future. Armed with the procrastination equation and these strategies, you now have the tools to overcome delay and boost your productivity. Remember, change doesn't happen overnight. Be patient with yourself as you implement these techniques. Start small. Pick one task you've been avoiding and apply these principles. As you experience success, you'll gain confidence and momentum. Soon, you'll find yourself naturally more motivated and less prone to procrastination. Imagine a life where you consistently achieve your goals, where important tasks don't linger unfinished, where you feel in control of your time and energy. That life is within your reach. By understanding the science of procrastination and applying these evidence-based strategies, you can transform your habits and unlock your full potential. So don't wait. The time to act is now. Your future self will thank you for it.